Okay, so how did you like it? How did you like the movie?
I enjoyed it a lot. I enjoyed it even more than Naked Gun.
That's awesome. I think I might too. It just depends on what mood I'm in, for sure.
Yeah.
I really like it.
I think I watched it when I was in the mood for it, which was really good.
Yeah. So I didn't know it was directed by Jim Abrahams, which I was embarrassed about because obviously I should know that. I just knew it wasn't the Zucker Brothers. So, but that's really cool that it was directed by him.
And they're buds.
Yeah.
So I did some research on Jim Abrahams. So James Abrahams, he worked with the Zucker Brothers on a lot of things. He helped write Airplane and he collaborated with them, obviously, on Hot Shots, which is what we're talking about, just in case that wasn't clear to people. Top Secret, which I think we should watch,
Yeah.
by the way.
It's on the
And
list.
Police Squad. He worked on Police Squad. Did
Oh,
you know
I
that?
think I knew that because it was the Zaz Productions. So,
Oh, and you told me that
yeah, he's the A in the Zaz. He's
he's
the
the
A
A.
in the Zaz. So,
Zaz. So
yeah.
it's Zucker Abrams and Zucker.
Zucker, yeah.
Cool. I didn't know that. So Jim Abrams was married to Nancy Abrams. Okay, and she actually has a maiden name, but it was really hard to say. It starts with a C and there's like a Z in there. I don't know. Too hard. But they have three kids. Okay. The reason that I'm talking about his personal life, though, is because he's really cool.
Nice.
So they have a son. I'm just bringing it up for fun. They have a son, and his name is Charlie. Okay. Charlie has epilepsy. And when
Nice.
he was a kid, this was a pretty serious problem. They took him to doctors. They did various things, tried to help him feel, but none of the doctors could do anything for him.
Yeah.
They went to various specialists and different things. But then on another podcast that's called Dad to Dad, in episode 67, if anybody wants to learn more about how awesome of a dad Jim Abrams is. It talked about how he helped find a solution for his son with epilepsy.
What?
Isn't that crazy? So
That's
doctors
crazy.
couldn't find a solution or find a cure or find a way to help him stop having
Holy
seizures.
cow.
And so Jim, or James, well, Jim,
Whichever you feel like saying at the
whichever you
time,
feel like saying,
honestly. Just kidding.
he
I'm
was
really bad at
like,
remembering names and stuff like that and like pronouncing things. So I know who the people are. If you're like offended that I don't know the exact pronunciation or the name or whatever, I'm so sorry.
we're
I'll
just
try to be
trying.
better.
But so he did a lot of research and he learned that a high fat diet can help with
What?
seizures and with epilepsy and not having seizures. And so they did it, they tried it, and Charlie stopped having seizures.
Holy
Isn't that
cow.
cool? Like, what a
Yeah.
rockin' dad.
That's crazy.
I thought that was a fun
That's a
thing
really cool thing.
and
That's
worth bringing up because, like,
yeah.
proactive guy. Like, he's
Wow,
really
yeah.
successful in his life.
And we
In his
always focus on the
career,
Zucker brothers because they're brothers.
right? It's like the, well, who are the brothers that do Stranger Things? The
I should know
something
that too.
brothers. I should know
The
that as
Russo
well. The
brothers.
Russo brothers,
Yeah.
you know, the successful
Just
brothers.
brothers, man.
Where
I
it's
should talk
like,
to my brothers
let's
about
be
starting
successful.
something.
Well, you did, and it was really good.
What?
You did your little episode of that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
We did.
And it was really good. I thought you could have kept going,
It's
but
really, really cringe, but I like it.
it wasn't cringe. It
So,
was really fun.
shout out to that thing. If people watch it, we'll just start a
Your little
series.
project. Your little project on YouTube. But it was cool, and I think you should do it. Okay, so James, or Jim Abrahams wrote and co so he directed this. He directed Hot Shots and he co-wrote Hot Shots. And the other writer was Pat Proft. Proft. Pat Proft.
Nice.
These people with hard names, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is. But Pat also worked on a ton of these projects with the Zucker Brothers and Jim. And he, after co-writing on a ton of it, like he co-wrote Airplane, he co-wrote on Police Squad, he wrote like on all of their big projects. And then finally, he got his directorial debut that was Wrongfully Accused,
Oh.
which is really good. And so he directed that. But that's around the time that this genre kind of stopped having as much public interest at the time.
Yeah. another thing with Wrongfully Accused, I love Wrongfully Accused so much, but a lot of people have pointed out that the reason why I like Hot Shots, Airplane, the Naked Gun series, and Police Squad are so good is because they play everything straight. They're just super serious the whole time. When somebody does something funny, people aren't like, oh, why are you doing that weird thing? It's just accepted. And that's just what it is. And so Wrongfully Accused kind of starts to stray from that a little bit. And then the newer parody movies totally stray from that.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes it less funny. I love Wrongfully Accused. I honestly don't have any problems with Wrongfully Accused specifically, but I totally get what people mean by straying from that straight humor. I don't like it. But
yeah,
Wrongfully Accused, I'm obsessed with. I don't have a problem with that. There are some of his movies, like Mr. Magoo, which I don't like. Because it's like just totally silly. But like Leslie Nielsen. But
that's the direction things were going at this time.
Yeah.
Like, they were, like, that more of a kid's show, obviously.
Yeah, right. But, like, the Scary Movies.
Yeah, that's the direction. Mm-hmm. But also this, like, mixture of the straight and the funny kind of was becoming less successful. Because, like, Wrongfully Accused and then Plump Fiction came out around the same time. And they were not received very well at the time.
Which I'm obsessed with Wrongfully Accused.
Well, and it's because now they have
It might be my favorite Leslie Nielsen movie. Can I say a fun fact really quick that I learned?
Yeah.
So, really quick. So, somebody asked me, they asked on my page just why wasn't Leslie Nielsen in this movie? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a great question because he should have been. So Jim actually approached Leslie Nielsen and asked him to be in the movie. So Admiral Benson was supposed to be Leslie Nielsen. That's what Jim Abrahams wanted. But he actually turned it down. He's like, I've worked in enough movies with you at this point. I think I want to start doing other stuff. And I think that's because the humor was starting to change, which I think they should have kept doing.
I think he sensed it, though.
Yeah,
I think that was a really smart career move on his part to be I'm going to start to distance myself and kind of go in my own niche again. And
on the same note, though, like,
Mr. McGraw, a lot of super other successful movies,
but it wasn't very good. But he was kind of, I don't know. But yeah, so he wanted him for it, but he chose Lloyd Bridges instead, which I actually think... Mm-hmm. I think Lloyd Bridges is actually a better person for the role. I do. But maybe, I mean, they probably would have made it a different type of role if it was Leslie Nielsen. But
I think it like contributed the crazy, to the overall
crazy person. I try not to get too political, but he's exactly like Joe Biden. Like, it's ridiculous. And the funniest part about it is that he becomes the president in the next movie of the United States. So it's like, it's hard not to just like, because I don't like being political, but like, it's hard not to like see the exact parallel of like Joe Biden and like, but I really think it's
political though.
No, just and it's
they're similar, you know.
Yeah, and it's hard to it's offensive for me to say that to Lloyd Bridges, but just kidding.
I'm not I think it's okay to point out the obvious fact that they are older gentlemen who misspeak sometimes,
starting to lose their
marbles. And that's okay. You're getting older.
Yeah.
And that is something
retirement
that happens.
Communities are important sometimes. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm going to cut that out too.
Gosh. It's okay if you don't.
Oh.
But I think too, though, back to Mr. Magoo, we apparently need to do a podcast on Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, I've watched it. I've started watching it and I was just like, oh,
it's not
the same. And I watched it.
But it was very successful for a different audience.
Very That's different what I audience. Wanted to That's say. A good point.
Is... I think Leslie Nielsen was trying to branch out and seek different audiences. Like Steve Carell did that a little while ago.
Yeah.
He was so deep and entrenched into the comedy community that he was like, you know what? I need to step back and I want to try different areas.
That's what he did with myself. Like I talked about that in my Creepshow podcast episode, which you didn't listen to. She doesn't like scary movies, which is super reasonable.
They keep me up at night.
But
so I count.
I think in the 1980s, he was trying to decide whether, because he's serious to comedy. So I think he was trying to decide whether to go too serious or comedy or horror. Because he did two horror movies about that time.
Yeah.
And so,
I think it's good to check yourself as a person and like reevaluate your career.
Once things start to like slow down, change it and then shift. Very smart business.
Yeah. But I think... Not even just business, but I think it's a smart thing to do for your mental health and for yourself as a person, just to kind of frequently step back and evaluate what you're doing.
Not just...
And see what you want to do next, you know?
Right.
Do you have anything else you want to say about directors or writers? Or
no, I've told you how much we've talked about Leslie Nielsen on this Hot Shots thing.
That's true. But we like Leslie Nelson. He's very talented.
Yeah.
So speaking of actors that are in this film, did you know that Charlie Sheen's real name was Carlos Erwin Estevez?
That makes sense. Well, I know his last name was Estevez or whatever. Makes sense because all of his brothers and family names are not Charlie and not those types of names. Like Emilia Estevez.
Emilio Estevez.
Yeah. But I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It makes sense that I was thinking about, like, wait, Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez? Obviously.
Our brothers.
Someone
changed their name. Like, they have the same face.
Yeah.
But his dad was born Estevez, but he changed his name to be more successful in Hollywood because that
his dad changed his name?
Yeah, his dad's actor last name is Sheen.
Nice.
And so Charlie Sheen just took suit.
Right.
But I want to talk about that more when we do Hot Shots too.
Yeah. Because obviously
there's a lot about Charlie Sheen's dad.
Yeah, there's the cameo of the century.
Oh my gosh, that's so good.
Said cameo. And that's embarrassing, but that's okay.
But also, so Charlie Sheen is obviously in this film. We all know that.
Yeah.
But John Cryer's in this movie.
Right.
And so that begged the question to me, what came first, the chicken or the egg? And the answer is the egg, obviously, because dinosaurs had eggs. And chickens came after dinosaurs, so that's eggs existed first. We're not
talking about that in this podcast. That was a different
podcast. Oh, right. So, you're so funny. I've never done another podcast. Because it's
obviously
a lot of time. Okay, but what I actually was saying is, so Hot Shots was released in 1991, right? Hot Shots was released in 1991. Two and a Half Men premiered in 2003. And so I was like, correct me if I'm wrong, by the way, because I was not very old when Two and a Half Men came out. I was not born yet when Hot Shots came out. But I believe that Charlie Sheen and John Cryer were first seen on screen together in Hot Shots.
And there's also another person that's also in both. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't.
Yep. Ryan Stiles is in both Hot Shots and... Let me show you a picture of him so that you remember who he is. Because you'll recognize him, but...
Ryan Stiles. We do very different... Oh! Ryan Stiles is in Two and a Half Men?
Yep.
Not consistently, though.
I don't think so.
Because I know Ryan Stiles.
We didn't watch all of Two and a Half Men. We watched part of it. It's not, like, really my kind of humor. It's funny for, like, a lot of it, like, with the Charlie Sheen parts, but then it got, like, weird. So, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of that show, but we did watch a lot of it.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, all three of them are in both Hot Shots and Two and a Half Men.
That's so fun.
I know.
Well, okay. Also, I did want to, because, so after Charlie Sheen was fired from Two and a Half Men, he said some things about John Cryer.
Yeah.
That were not very nice and made a lot of people be like, oh my gosh, they hate each other.
Yeah.
And did somebody they always had a question about this
too, and I don't know if I have the answer, but maybe you do. So I'll wait.
So they didn't always hate each other, first of all. They got along.
That was the question. Somebody asked the question, did Charlie Sheen and John Cryer hate each other all the time?
So, and also they don't hate each other currently.
Nice.
So the situation is that Charlie Sheen got fired.
Hot goss. This is a hot goss that I live for.
This is hot goss from 2 decades ago.
You know.
Just kidding. It's not 2 decades, but it's been like over 10 years since any of this happened. Right. Okay, but Charlie Sheen got fired and he was abusing drugs.
Yeah.
And I mean, he got fired from this money making.
I love jobs though that
he loved.
But he, you could say your thing. I'm getting sidetracked.
Okay.
I was going to say something.
Okay. So there was a lot going on in his life and he was frustrated that John Cryer was going to keep going with the show.
Oh, yeah.
He was mad. And so he said some things that were unkind, right? However, since then, Charlie Sheen has apologized for those statements. And he's been like, no, no, no. John Cryer was a great person and, you know, he was just doing what was best for his life and that's okay. So it sounds like these days they get along well enough.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really go out of each other their way to be in each other's lives. They're not hanging out all the time. John Cryer's doing his own stuff. Charlie Sheen's doing his own stuff. Also, I feel like it would be a big emotional roller coaster to be friends with Charlie Sheen, just because of like the addiction and different things going on. And so unless you want to be in his inner circle, that would be difficult. I did write it down. But after Top Gun Maverick came out, John Cryer tweeted and said, "Think it's time to reunite with Sheen for Hot Shots Part 3.
Right.
So
that's awesome.
I mean, they're still like, you know, it's like a high school friend or like a college friend that you were close with and you did a lot of things with. But like over time, you distance yourselves, especially with the traumatic thing happening in between. So I thought that was kind of funny.
And I agree.
Oh, he said part trace.
My favorite.
Part 3.
Yeah.
Sorry.
My I think that the, I actually haven't seen Top Gun Maverick, but I've seen obviously like the cool, like playing football shirtless scene. I would love to see that parodied in Hot Shots Part. It would be amazing. Just like a bunch of plus size dads playing football in the water.
Well, not even plus size, like John Cryer body type.
That's true.
I think that would be hilarious because not everybody in the military, I don't know about your military friends, but the military friends that I know and have had throughout my life, don't always look like the actors from Top Gun Maverick.
Right.
So I think it would be really fun to have some real life man bods
that
are also very handsome, very attractive.
Right, obviously. But, I have a dad bod.
But very different than what is portrayed in Top Gun Maverick. So fun.
Yeah. What do you have? So I have at the beginning of the, so first of all, the poster is really funny because Ramada is wearing a flight suit. In the poster. When I looked at the poster recently, I'm like, who's the lady in the, who's the lady? I'm like, oh. And I was so confused, but it's because she's wearing a flight suit and she's obviously not a flight person. She's a therapist. So that's really funny.
That is really funny.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ramada, do you want to hear about her?
Yeah.
So she's played by Valeria Golino. Okay. She's an Italian actress.
We should look up the pronunciation because I don't know how to pronounce anyone's
name. Oh my gosh. But you know what? The problem with pronunciation things is like they spell it phonetically and I'm like, that doesn't actually help me. I don't know what that means. So that's where I'm at. So Valeria was only in a few American films and is, I mean, she's been in more stuff since, but she's been in like Rain Man and The Morning Show. Since, right? Obviously.
Did you find out if she's actress? Or if she's serious?
So she does, she...
From, I felt like she was pretty serious.
Based on their covers, because I don't speak Italian, yeah, it looks like a lot of serious things.
Yeah.
But when she does American or English-speaking stuff, generally it's comedic. Nice. Although she did do, like, The Morning Show, Rain.
Yeah.
Right. So a little bit more serious than this, obviously. But she is very well known for Hot Shots, specifically the olive in the belly button scene.
Yeah.
You told me something about that.
So apparently, I don't know how many tries it took. Somebody was like, how many tries did that scene take? No idea. But I do, according to her, I don't know how true it is. I'm not saying she's a liar, but I'm just kidding. I just use it. No, but it said that there was no special effects that was needed. They just made it happen.
For like the...
Where it pops into her mouth. From her belly button?
Oh, that for sure doesn't go... It's not one straight shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you mean?
I don't think they had to do special effects because I think that, like, they... She, like, popped it with her abs. And then they threw an olive into her mouth. Because it's two separate...
Well...
That's not what her
I don't. Said. I think that she's saying that they did it. But I don't know.
I mean...
I think it's one shot. I think it's from, like, this angle... Shoots into her mouth. We'll have to watch it again.
We will have to watch it again. But I remember broken up shots. Just throwing that out there. I guess I'm going to be proved.
You talk while I do this.
So, a chafing dish is a serving dish with its own heating unit attached to the food. Attached to the bottom. So that the food can be warm as you serve it. often used for large parties. It's not like a crock pot, because crock pots are for cooking and cooking all day. But a chafing dish is just for warming and serving.
Yep, this is a question that somebody asked.
But also I was curious.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the question and I looked it up. I was like, why are we talking about a chafing dish?
Is that word for word what they say at the end of Hot Shots?
I was going to do that.
Because at the very end, it's hilarious. At the very end, Cary Elwes. He actually is the one who just is like, a chafing dish. He's like, oh, what's a chafing dish, by the way? And then he like gives basically that, very similar to that exact description that you just gave, which is really funny.
But also a clarification that I needed was that a chafing dish is like used for parties and like serving large foods or foods that need to be warmed at fancy party. Not necessarily fancy, but parties. And it might be something that a couple would buy together. And then, you know.
Oh, nice.
So like, I think that they had it as a couple. And then he was like, you know, which I probably didn't need to look that up, but I did.
It's good to know.
Because I've never used a chafing dish. My food and dips, my warm dips even, have just gotten cold on the table. Sorry, I'm not the best hostess, people.
Boom. See that?
Oh, go back.
I was right. So the olive goes straight in her mouth with one shot. Just a quick thank you to our sponsors, Helperly Connect. Helperly Connect is an online platform for adults over the age of 60 to be able to come together and connect and get to know each other. There's activities and there's things that you can learn like piano and yoga. These classes are run by professionals of the industry, and it's such a good opportunity for connection. So if you're over the age of 60, or if you know somebody who might benefit from this program that's over the age of 60, go ahead and click the link in the description and sign up now. It's free.
Okay, so they definitely like messed around with that to see how it happened.
Yeah, she said though that they did it. They just did it.
That looks.
I'm sure it took like
CGI.
A million tries though. We'll have to look it up more. And somebody let me know too if you find out,
or if you just happen to know the information on your own.
Okay,
but that looked crazy.
So the aircraft carrier on which the movie takes place is actually a wooden deck built on the edge of a cliff at a deserted marine facility.
Whoa.
The film was shot at an angle that made the dock look like a ship at sea.
That's impressive.
I know.
Because, I mean, it seemed like they were on a boat the whole time.
I know. I learned that fact before watching it again this week. And I was like watching and I'm just like, what? There's no way. But that's what it says. I feel like there's some scenes where you see the whole ship, but the actual set itself. Which is really cool.
On a cliff.
Yeah.
Wow. The magic of Hollywood, folks.
I know. So, at the beginning, okay, so I have some cool facts then.
Okay.
When Topper is talking to the chief, the conversation is pure nonsense, including the words Itzica, Minihana, Diphthong, Winebago. I don't remember exactly how I said it. Rickshaw.
Winnebago?
Oh, Winnebago. Thank you. And some of the Jackson family.
Saying that, and I was like, I know Winnebago isn't anything that has to do with you folks.
Yeah. And Leota, Tito, and Jermaine. Just a bunch of random words.
People's names, apparently. That's hilarious.
When they're
running joke of like having the random nonsense words.
Oh, I know.
Because that's how it feels as a person.
When they're flying in the aircraft, Charlie Sheen says, in the flight sequence, when he does some really cool, like, really cool move, he's like, I learned that from Paula Abdul, which it's funny because that was his sister-in-law at the time.
Oh, that's really fun. Yeah. Who, do you know?
She was married to Emilio Estevez.
Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
Who we all know from The Mighty Ducks. Am I right?
Yeah. For sure. Let's see.
It's also where I knew Kenan Thompson from.
Okay, something that's really fun that you're going to really like. Admiral Benson says, a fellow that used to scuba with me, and in the late 50s and early 60s, he was best known as the star of the scuba diving detective series Sea Hunt.
What?
Which is really fun.
A scuba diving detective series?
Yes.
This was on television?
Yes, in the 50s. And do you want to hear something really fun about that?
Yeah, I do.
Spoiler alert for our podcast later on when we talk about the second Hot Shots. But he gets to parody himself in that one. They do like a scuba diving sequence, and it's really funny.
That's so fun.
It's really funny. It might be my favorite part of that. That's not true. That whole movie's good. I like the second one more. A lot of people do. And some people I've seen, they're like, I hate the second one. But I think I like the second one more. But we'll get to that in a little bit.
There's a lot of fun tidbits involved there. And I haven't even watched it. I haven't even watched it. And that's the case.
The second one. You've watched the first one.
Yeah.
I wanted to watch
Hot Shots.
I wanted to clarify. We did watch
it. But the first one was really... I enjoyed it a lot. I was going to say the running bit of the nonsense words was really funny.
The running... Oh, yeah. I love the sitting on the dogs, too. The dog was just randomly there.
Oh, yeah, with the chihuahua.
Yeah. I just love, like, just the random crap that happened. And then also that it really is a good plot. It's funny, but also intense. And then even when they go back to, like, the serious scenes where it shows his dad, and his dad really was a hero, and it's still just complete nonsense. Like,
yeah.
It's supposed to be, like, an emotional part. It's just amazing. It's just like the whole thing, the whole plot of it is just really well thought out and really good. And just like, but also very cheesy. And it's just so funny. Just like the whole concept of that. And then they're like, we need you to fly. Obviously, they wanted him to throw the mission, which is such a crazy plot twist. But he ends up saving it, which is really cool. And I really enjoy that part. So it actually was a huge success, grossing over 181 million worldwide.
Wow.
And it was well-received by audiences and became one of the highest-grossing films of 1991.
Wow.
So,
yeah, highest-grossing films... was different back then.
Yeah, 181 million.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, money was different.
That's pretty good, yeah, for that time.
30 years ago.
But, yeah, so, which is crazy that in 1991, that was one of the highest-grossing films, and then pretty soon after that, they're like, why aren't parody movies working? But they started making... some really weird ones. They're really not enjoyable. That they're just like, here's a bunch of random stuff. Let's see how many things we can throw into it. And it's just
that's true. We tried to watch the... which one was it? It was like a parody of Narnia, but also a bunch of other fantasy.
Oh, I don't remember what it's called. Somebody was like, oh, you should watch this. And we started it and we were like 10 minutes into it. I'm like, this is not fun.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
Yeah.
But also, it doesn't help that I actually like fantasy movies.
Yeah. Well, I do too. I mean, if they're good ones, I do. But if you can parody it and make it good, it's funny. And it's good. And I really enjoy that aspect of it.
A little quick scene that I really got a kick out of and enjoyed was when Carrie Elwes. Okay. So, Carrie... was sitting on his bed and reading the magazine with his face on it.
Oh, yeah. What did it say? I tried to, like, pause it and see what it said on there.
It was, like, top 10. It was, like, handsomest men, something, something.
But I think it had to do with, like, flight, too. But that was hilarious.
Oh, really?
What was, like, the flight magazine or something like that?
Oh.
I don't know, though.
I think it was, like...
was it about, like,
top
him? Handsome. Supposed to be him?
Yeah, it was, I don't know if it was supposed to be him.
Now I'm going to look it up. Was he actually on there? It was really funny.
It was really funny. I enjoyed that quite a lot. Because I love him.
He's amazing.
As does every young lady who watched Princess Bride growing up. Because heartthrob much. Also Psych. Also.
Saw.
I didn't watch Saw.
I did.
I've never seen Saw.
He's so good in that movie.
He's good in
all the movies. I have seen Saw. First,
Mom and I seesaw all the time.
Seesaw. Hilarious. So I don't know if he was actually on the cover of a magazine. I'm sure he was. Oh, no, obviously he's been on covers of magazines, but like specifically that one. So speaking of Carrie Elwes, next week we wanted to do a romantic movie because it's February. What is the holiday?
It's the week of Valentine's Day.
And we decided that the best one to do is Princess Bride, because that's amazing. So this week, make sure that you watch Princess Bride and come up with some questions that you might have. You can message them to me on Instagram. I'll probably also do a post asking about questions and things like that. But go ahead and let us know. And if I didn't answer your questions this time, please be like, dude, you didn't answer my question. And then I'll message you back.
Do it next time.
But yeah, so really thank you for listening. We're really enjoying doing this. We have listeners from like all over the world already. So thank you. We appreciate it. Have a good week. Make sure to watch Princess Bride.
Yeah, we'll see you next week with Princess Bride and some fun facts and our thoughts and opinions.
Yep.